Calm has been restored in southern Lebanon for now. Clashes between the army and followers of a radical Sunni cleric have left dozens dead over the past 2 days. It's been called the most violent spillover from the conflict in Syria to a neighboring country. And now a manhunt is underway for that cleric, Ahmed al-Asir. NPR's Kelly McEvers traveled from Beirut to the scene of the violence today in Saidan, also known as Saida in Arabic.
So we're standing right here next to a KFC restaurant in the area of Abra in the city of Saida. This is where the trouble began on Sunday night. There are two versions of the story. If you ask the local residents, they say that followers of Sheikh Asir were stopped at a checkpoint, pulled from a car, and detained. And that's when more of their supporters came down from the mosque, which is just up the road, and started fighting with soldiers, and that the soldiers fought back. If you ask the army, they say they were attacked first. They say they were shot first by Asir's supporters. Either way, by the end of it, 2 days later, we know that more than a dozen Lebanese soldiers are dead, probably 40 gunmen are dead, 2 civilians are dead, and dozens more people are wounded and injured. Over the past year, Asir has become a leading figure among Sunnis here in Lebanon, Sunnis who support the rebellion in Syria, and Sunnis who oppose the Shiite militia Hezbollah. Asir often preached that military power should rest with Lebanon's army, not with private militias. That was until he and his men violently clashed with the army. The fighting over the past 2 days mostly centered around Asir's mosque. This building overlooks that mosque. Up on the 5th floor, Abu Allah tells us he and his children had to flee their apartment when the fighting started.
We stayed 24 hours on the staircase.
On the staircase? Right here. With how many children?
Ya Allah. Ten kids.
By the time the fighting stopped, the army had regained control of Saida, and the cleric, Ahmed al-Asir, had escaped. Now workers sweep the glass in front of Haytham Azu's shops. He said rocket-propelled grenades were flying back and forth during the fight. One big explosion wrecked his businesses.
Bomb that dropped here and exploded, and all the shrapnels hit the window.
We're standing in front of like 4 shops here, and all, 3 of the windows have been shot, blown out. Yeah, yeah. And this window too. So just a pile of broken glass here.
Azu says he's just happy no one in his family got hurt. He says he agreed with the cleric Asir's ideas, but not after his men started using guns.
He lost legitimacy, he lost popularity. People stopped sympathizing with him.
By the end of the day, there were some reports that Asir had left Lebanon or was hiding in a nearby camp for Palestinian refugees. But by the time we left town, there was no unusual activity at the camp. Armed personnel carriers rolled out of Saida with the soldiers who appeared to have restored order to the city for now. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.